If you have your Bibles, James, the second chapter, book of James, we're going to be reading out of the second chapter beginning at verse 14. The Bible reads this morning, "What will it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needed to the body, what do it profit? Even so faith, if it have not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead." Supporting scripture, St. John 14 and 12. Gospel according to St. John, chapter 14, verse 12 reads, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or a theme this morning. Somebody's got to do the work. Somebody has got to do the work. We can look at the children and remember when. All that energy, all of that wind to just keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. We are blessed by the best this morning. And I thank God for our children this morning. It is a good thing to know that we are trying to do what God would have us to do. For the Bible declares that we should train a child in the way that he or she should go. And when they grow old, they won't depart from it. And that's what we are trying to do, train them in the nourishment of the Word of God and in the Spirit of Christ, to let them know that they are somebody. They are somebody. It does not matter where you come from. That does not have to determine where you end up. We can take things and turn them around. We can take things and make things out of our lives that God would have us to be. And it doesn't matter how many times the enemy try to rob you. God is able this morning. We serve an able God. We serve a loving and a merciful God. And I thank God for the word that tells us that his mercy endureth forever. He is always merciful. He always looks beyond our fault and see that need where we have a need on the inside. And God has a way of just coming in and doing what needs to be done in our life. That's a good thing to know this morning, is that we can trust and depend on the power of God. We wouldn't even be here this morning if it was not for God. God allowed us to have life, and after life, he blesses us day after day to arise and shine and to get up. And once we get up, it's a good thing that many of us have a mind to give God the glory. It's a good thing that somebody got up this morning just thanking God for another day's journey. For we have so many that are in the hospitals and the rest homes and sicknesses all over the land, and we are yet still counted amongst the living. And for that, we owe God some praise, that there's somebody going through this morning. But if you are one this morning that have loved ones that are on a bed of affliction, we must say that we are praying ye one for another, and not so much praying for them, but praying with them, because I believe that they are praying to God even now. I believe that they are talking to the Lord day and night and letting the Lord know that, Lord, I still need you. And we got to understand this morning that we too need the Lord. It doesn't matter that you might have a reasonable portion of health and strength. It does not matter that you have a job and you are making ends meet and you don't have to worry about things, but you never know what tomorrow is going to bring.
A lot of times in the day in which we are living now, you don't know what the rest of the day might bring. So we thank God for right now. Sometimes we say, after a while, this evening, I'm going to do this or the other. But thank God for right now. This is the day. I thank God for this day that God has made. And God has allowed us to come into this great house of worship to glorify him and to lift up his holy and righteous name. God is good. God is worthy of all of our praises this morning. And I love what David says in the 34th Psalm where he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You know, we got to continually thank God. We just can't thank him when things are going good. We got to thank him when we're going through the bad time. See, the bad time is what makes us appreciate the good time. When we've been down and out, that's what makes us realize that God has came in and touched our lives. And once God picks us up and began to send us on our way, we got something to be thankful for. Somebody can say, look where he brought me from. Hallelujah, Jesus. We all got a past. We all got a history. But don't let your past hold you down from right now. Too many of us are living on yesterday. Yesterday has already come and gone. And we got to thank God for this day and move forward. The Bible also said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. But that third verse says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. That's why we're here this morning. We serve an awesome God, and we declare him to be a great God that can do anything but fail. And I thank God for being an awesome God that he is, because can't nobody do you like Jesus, can the Deacon Carter? God has a way. Hallelujah. Somebody said this mighty sweet. And I think when I believe in the power of God, God has a way of opening up our understanding, because there are a lot of things, even when we read the word of God, there are things that we might not understand right now. But if we ask God in prayer, if we just wait on God, God will give us interpretation of what he's trying to reveal to us. We got to understand this morning that it's not about us. Not about your problem. It's not about your heartache. It's not about your pain. God has all of us that he has created, and all of us got something that we might be going through. But God is such a mighty big God. That's what I love about God. God has enough power, and his arms are wide enough that he can hold all of us at one time. Isn't it a good thing to know that you got God and can't nobody take him away? A lot of things in life that you may have had and lost, but if you got Jesus, you don't have to worry about losing Jesus. All you got to do is hold on to him. Sometime when the going gets rough, just hold on to Jesus. Sometime when the enemy say no, you say yes, because Jesus says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength. Knowing Jesus, sometimes there are folk that will develop a thirst and a hunger for the word of God. And the Bible declared that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Last night I heard a man say, you don't bring the word down to your level. You got to come up to the level of the word. You know how sometimes we compromise and we find different parts in the word of God that would justify our means and our livelihood and the things that we are yet doing. But we got to understand that the word of God does not change. The word of God is for everybody, and you can find yourself in the word of God. If you're looking for anything, you can find it in the word of God. If there's a question that you need an answer to, look in the word of God. If there are problems in your life that you just don't understand why you're going through what you're going through, look in the word of God. And in the word of God, the Bible tells you that weeping is only going to do it for a night, but joy will come in the morning. We got to understand that it's time for us to be about our Father's business. Remember that work while it's day, for night is going to come when no man can work. We got to understand that, in other words, it's saying we got to do what we can while we can. How many times have we said, I'll do this, that, or the other, and we put it on the back burner, and it stays on the back burner until we forget about it? But there are some things in our life, there are some things that we need from God that we can't leave it on the back burner. Anybody ask God for anything this week? Anybody waiting on God for something that you've laid on the altar, and you can't forget about what you ask God? You got to hold God to his promise. God said that anything you ask in my name, I shall give unto you. So if you ask it in the name of Jesus and you believe it in your heart, hold God to it. If the Lord said that I'll make a way out of no way, if the Lord said I'll feed you when you get hungry, then when I get hungry, I'm looking for him to feed me. And sometimes when you get hungry, you understand that it's not always the physical food that you need. Every now and then you need some spiritual food, something that you're going to be able to digest and hold down. You get that spiritual food down on the inside every now and then, not often now, but every now and then, that spiritual food will make you forget about the physical food. We ought to want more of the Word of God. If we feast on the Word of God, we'll be more a happy people because the Word of God brings us joy. The Word of God brings us peace of mind. The Word of God will let you lay down tonight and know that everything is going to be all right. Do I have a witness in here to know that God will make a way? I am a true believer this morning that when you set out to do the will of God, the enemy will create opposition and strife. Anything that he can do to hinder your progress. And we got to understand that the enemy is doing what the Bible said it's going to do. I'm going to and fro seeking whom I can devour, tear up, and mess up. And the one thing we got to understand is that the way that the enemy worked, the Bible said, even when I would do good, evil is also present. Have you ever been in the company of people and having a good time and out of nowhere, who shows up? But you got to learn how to recognize the enemy when he steps in the scene. You got to learn how to tell your brothers and sisters that's nothing but a trick of the devil. Move on and thank God anyhow. You got to remember to tell the devil you're a liar and get thee behind me, Satan. You can't listen to everything the devil put in your ear. You got to learn how to let some things that come in go right back out. Everything is not for your good. And when any time the enemy try to rob you and create strife in your life, you got to hold on to what you know about God. Sometimes with our best intentions, we will find ourselves falling short. We find ourselves in a situation where it will cause us difficulties in life. But as believers, we fail to carry through the things that we do because we don't trust the power of God. Many times we have doubt in our mind because it's not working out in our time. And we hear people say sometimes that God will make a way out of no way. What is no way? No way is that thing that we cannot see with our human eye. No way is when we can't comprehend in our own mind a way to work a situation out. No way is when we use the terminology, while I'm trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. No way is when we don't know the resources that we have to work with. See, we got some resources. We're not here all by ourselves. We're not here without power because the Bible said that if we become believers, he will give us power to become the sons and daughters of God. So many of us says that I want to hear him say, well done, thy good. Thank you, saints. But now, why would God say well done to a people that are not doing anything? If you want to hear him say, well done, first of all, you got to do something. And in order for you to know what to do, you can't use your own mentality. But you got to go back to the Word of God. And you ask the Lord, Lord, what is it that you would have me to do? We got to understand that whether you're in the ministry, whether you're a lay member, whether you're an officer in the church, everybody has a purpose. All of us, God has a destiny for our lives. Every one of these children back here that may not really understand all the ins and outs of church life, but God has a purpose for their lives. When we look at this host of children behind me, we are looking at the future. Some of that future is going to start today. We cannot say that, oh, they'll be all right and just let them go. We got to nurture them. We got to love them. We got to watch over them. We got to let them know that the Lord is a mighty good God and that he will always be right there. One thing we got to do is teach our children how to have faith in God. Your children love you. They depended on you. They can count on you. And when they've had a need, they come to you. When they have a problem, they come to you. But there's going to come a time when you may not be around. There's going to come a time when they might not be able to get their hands on you. And even in this modern time of modern technology, that cell phone may not get any balls. So you might not be able to get in contact with your loved one. But now I believe that if we teach our children about believing in God, then when you are not in the midst of them, then they know for themselves that I got a covering. I got somebody that is able to help me out of this situation that I'm in. Our children get sick just like you get sick. And sometimes you might not be able to carry them to the doctor. But if you teach them that God is a healer, there are some children that will call on Jesus for their loved ones. I don't think that there is no better sight than to see a child praying for his grandma. You see, what I understand is that God has somebody that taught a child that prayer changes things. Anybody believe that? Am I just feeling this all by myself this morning? I wonder, hallelujah, Jesus, how many of you know of a surety that real faith is having confident belief in the power of God. Real faith that we walk by. Faith that I cannot see with the naked eye. But because I know God, because I read in the Word of God, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is unquestioning belief, complete trust and reliance. See, I don't know about you this morning, but I trust in the power of God. I don't know about you this morning, but I want to hear him say, well done. But I found out that faith is more than an intellectual belief in God. If I got faith, then I believe that my faith will call me to go to work. If I don't work for God, then I must don't believe that God is my all in all. I stop by to tell somebody, when we consider the words of James, the Bible says, what do it profit a man that a man say that he have faith, but he have not works? Can faith save him? We got to believe that if a brother or a sister be naked, faith is the thing that will help you, to help them along the way. If you see a need and you don't help the need, then you are not doing them any good. The Bible says, even so faith, if it have not works, then it is dead being alone. There's somebody in the house that I've been on the Lord's side for a mighty long time. I got faith in the power of God. How do you know I got faith? The Bible says, yea, a man may say that thou have faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. I stop by to tell somebody that somebody got to do the work. There's work to be done. The Bible says that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. The Bible said that if we would trust the power of God, faith will make a way out of no way. A faith that does not concern itself with active participation is not faith at all. But if you got faith in God, you will get up off the stool of do nothing. You will find whatever the Lord would have you to do. I somebody tell somebody that if you got faith in God, you got to believe in the power of God. We are the church of today, not necessarily of tomorrow. For this is the day that the Lord God has made. The Bible said, with thy know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead as a doorknob. You might say this morning that you got faith in God. But if you got faith in God, why do you walk around with your head hung down? If you got faith in God, why do you act like you don't have what you need? I know this morning that you might be going through, but I come to tell somebody that you got power that come down from on high. Where did the power come from? God himself, he endued power upon every believer. The Bible says that Jesus said on one occasion, verily, verily, I say unto you, if you believe on me, the works that I do, you shall do also. So I want to let somebody know that we can do greater works because we got the power that God has endued upon us. We got the power to heal this morning by the power of God. I can't heal nobody, but I can pray to God because God is a healer this morning. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if we have power, if we have faith, it'll give us the power to do what God would have us to do. I want to let somebody know that somebody ought to know that they got some work to do. You got to work for God while it is day. There comes a time that you got to understand that somebody got to be willing to do the work for God. You can't wait on everybody else. For the Bible says, where two or three gather in his name, if we touch, if we agree, God said that he would be in the midst. I stopped by the Telfow Chapel that we got some believers in the house. And if you believe in the power of God, you better have somebody on your side this morning. I start to tell somebody that even though you got faith, faith without works is dead. So you better try your faith by your works. Now, if you are working, I know we got a faithful few that we can depend on all the time. But what about the others that just don't want to come on board? I want to tell somebody that it's time to take it up another notch. It's time to stop being in our comfort zone. It's time to let go and let God. See, what I love about it is that if you got faith in God, then you will work for the Lord. But I'm reminded of the Sunday school lesson. Nehemiah believed in praying to God because Nehemiah said that the people had a mind to do some work. You got to have a mind to work for God. And when you put your forces together, God will help you. We might need to put our forces together and get in one line and build us a wall around Fowl's Chapel and tell the enemy, stay out of our camp. We don't want no trouble in our camp. We don't want backbiting in our camp. We don't want name calling in the camp. But we want love. We want joy. We want peace. We want somebody that say, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. Somebody got to do the work. Are you willing this morning to work for the Lord? Somebody got to do it. Well, now, if it stopped by you, I can hear now you got a lot of excuses. I can't do it because. I can't do it because. But I don't want to hear no excuses this morning. I want to hear somebody say, I got a yes spirit. I got a yes spirit. I'm willing and I got my mind made up. I'm going to work for the Lord while it is day. For after a while, night is going to come. when nighttime comes, you sit down, you lay back, you slumber, and you sleep. But early in the morning, you gotta get up, go back to work, do the thing that God will have you to do. Don't let nobody take your joy. Don't let nobody get your peace of mind. But you know that you know that God is on your side. I know that God is able. I got faith in God. Faith without works is dead. So all the believers that are not doing anything, nothing but dead weight, sitting around in the way. But we want to let somebody know that there comes a time we got to encourage not only ourselves, but one another. Don't let your brother think that he can't be saved. Don't let your sister think that all hope is gone. But remind them that the same God that brought me over, he'll bring you over. The same God that I believe in, I believe he'll do the same thing for you. But the Bible tells us that faith without works is dead. But Jesus, on the other hand, tells us that the work that he does was because of the Father. And because we have him in us, the Bible said, greater works shall we do. So now, don't go through life with a small mentality. Don't go through life looking at the small things in life. But learn how to reach for the high things. Learn how to reach for those things that you feel like might be out of your reach. But you know, when I see what I want up there, I can just reach up and grab it. And if I can't reach it, I got somebody that'll lift me. He'll lift me. And when I get so high and it seems like I still can't get there, all I got to do is let him know that I'm still trying. You see, that's what Nehemiah let them know, that you just got to ignore the devil. Ignore what they say that they're going to do against you. I don't care how many times they say they're going to stop your progress. You just keep on working. And you know what I love about that? I just so twisted up. I wanted to talk about the wall, but God had already talked about faith. So I'm trying to tie it all together this morning, because that kind of worked me. What I liked about it was Nehemiah told them that half of you got to work and half of you got to watch. See, there's always somebody that's going to try to bring you down. But I thank God that I'm going to work with one hand and I'm going to have my sword in the other hand. And as long as I got my weapon, I can keep on working. As long as I got my weapon, I can keep on working. Anybody want to work for God? Woo! I believe this morning that we can build a wall that nobody can tear down. You got to follow what the Lord tells you to do. That's what it's all about, being obedient to what God says to do. God will lead you. God will direct you. But you got to be obedient. You got to follow through. Stop thinking about it and get to doing it. Start doing what God would have you to do. See, that's what I love about it. I know that there has been a wall built and no enemy walking or running, driving or flying, is able to get to you when you're in the hands of God. Didn't God say, as long as you are in my hand, that no man can pluck you out? So I wonder, is anybody in here in the hand of God? Are you resting in the hand of God? Are you safe in the hand of God? Are you happy in the hand of God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.